It's no secret that President Kennedy is a great lover of show business, which means that there'll probably be at least one or two shows at the White House every week. As a matter of fact, the president has already appointed a theatrical agent to produce, or rather, book the talent for these shows. Now, in order not to show any partiality, this particular agent was chosen at random from the Yellow Pages. Under random agents. I can best describe this agent's standing in his profession by telling you that when he was asked to liquidate his holdings in show business, he merely disconnected his telephone. Just beating the telephone company to it, you know? We see him now entering the White House for the first time, where he was summoned to have breakfast with the Kennedys.
Good morning, Mrs. Kennedy. Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. I will have some coffee. One more. Thank you. This coffee is delicious, Mrs. Kennedy. What's your secret? Money. It's hard to believe that I'm sitting here having breakfast with the President of the United States and his First Lady. When I told my mother I was going to the White House, she thought I was going out for hamburgers. Well, now to business. How'd you like the show last night? Good, good. What'd you think of the comedian? Funny kid, right? Everybody loved him? Who booed him? Why? He told the Vice President to forget the Alamo? You know, Mr. President, maybe the kid is right. I mean, how long can a grown man carry a hurt like this around? Year after year, burning up his inside. I mean, when the comic said to forget the Alamo, he didn't mean forget it. He meant forget it! Enough already with the Alamo! Okay, I'll make a note of it. To all comics, remember the Alamo. Aside from that, how did the girl dancer do? Great, tops and taps, eh? I beg your pardon, Mrs. Kennedy? What do your curtains have to do with the girl dance? Well, Mrs. Kennedy, if you pardon my saying so, I think you're being a little unfair, because by the same token, the girl dancer could claim that your curtains clashed with her costume. Well, if she hung from the curtains, that's different. Okay, I'll make a note of it. No more girl dancers to hang from curtains. But I want to say this, that girl did great at grossing us. I never said the White House was another grossinger. But getting back to the show, how did Georgie Jessel come out? With $2 million for Israel. That is very sweet of your father. Yes, thank you. I will have more coffee. Good. 43 beans. Oh, by the way, Mr. President, I got your memo about the magician, and there was a very good reason why he didn't do too well. It wasn't the magician's fault. You see, when the Secret Service men searched him, they broke his eggs. And that's his biggest trick. Not only did it cost the poor guy $4.25 to clean his tuxedo, but those eggs darn near drowned his rabbit. Now, I'd like you to bring him back next week because I know he'll do great for you, but this time, would you let him use your eggs? Wonderful. Thanks. And I'm not even going to ask you how the singer did because I know he was sensational. Who didn't like him? Why? What bad taste. You tell Dean Rusk I don't care for his Secretary of State. The Cuban love song was around before Castro. Oh, speaking of Cuba, how'd you like Xavier Cugat? Hail to the chief, cha-cha-cha. Oh, that's a gas, Mr. Friend. Okay, I'll make a note of it. Oh, while I think of it, Mr. President, about the affair for next Saturday night, the big affair at the Harvard Alumni Dance, as per your instructions, it's going to be class, strictly class. To start with, I got a great quartet. They've been rehearsing one song all week. It's a surprise just for you. You ready? The Whiff and Poof song. Yale? Since when? Thank you, Mrs. Kennedy. I will have more coffee. And, Mrs. Kennedy, you requested a singer that sings the classics? I got him. This boy does all the classics. I mean, the real highbrow stuff for the intelligentsia, like Our Sweet Mystery of Life, and Indian Love Call, and Night and Day, and Mrs. Kennedy, you're pouring coffee on my lap. No, that's all right. It'll come out. Man, that's coffee. Mr. President, I got a problem. I'm having trouble finding the right type of comedian for this affair. I know you want a real classy comedian who talks well and he dresses well and never. Who'd you get? I didn't know he did that. Won't that interfere with his work at the UN? No kidding. What imitations does he do? Hammershaw, Khrushchev, and Nero. What's so funny about them? Yes, I will have some cream, thank you. I mean, I could understand if he did the real classy imitations like Jimmy Cagney and Peter Lorre and Edward G. Robinson and Mr. Kennedy, you're pouring cream on my lap. No, my pants don't take sugar, thank you. That's it. Well, time to run. What's the damage for the breakfast? Okay, next time it's on me.